This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. It's our pleasure to welcome one of the great soccer coaches of the country, Katie Shields from St. Louis University. They're coming off a magnificent season where they won the A-10 regular season title, the A-10 tournament title, and advanced to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2006. Coach, great to be with you. How are you?
It's great to be with you. Thanks so much, Frank. Doing well.
So let's get to the – we don't want to bury the lead here. We don't want to just talk soccer. You have brought life into this earth. Tell us how excited you are, and how can you be worried about your soccer team when you've just created life in this world? Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been an exciting first month, but also excited to get back with the team in the next month here.
Do you think perspective-wise you'll fret turnovers a little less and not yell at – not that you're a screamer or anything, but not yell at players as much now that you have this baby – is it a baby boy?
Baby boy, yep. Baby boy. I don't know. I haven't lost that competitive edge. So we'll see. We'll see. Everyone says it changes you a bit, but excited for this fall for sure.
And just think of all the babysitters you'll have available at all times.
We do. We've got about 30 babysitters on the ready. So that's a nice bonus.
And you've well, tell us about how many pounds. What's his name?
His name's Henry, Henry Duncan Shields, and he was born 7 pounds, 8 ounces.
Great. And have any of the players seen young Henry yet?
There's a few that have. The coach and staff's been over, the ones that are in town, and the whole group's excited to meet him in August.
So this was well-timed because this would be a month where, or would this be a crazy recruiting month, July? Tell me.
Pretty well timed. I've got an unbelievable staff who took over some June, July recruiting and summer camps. Chris Allen and Haley Markway are killing it for us this summer. But in the scheme of it, it's better than born in August.
Katie Shields joins us, Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. All right, I think we've talked about this on the television side, but when you are how many full scholarships do you have?
We've got 14, which is the maximum for Division I soccer.
And you have how many total players on the roster?
This fall we'll be at 30.
So how do you balance that out? I mean, you know, you're putting your Harvard education to good use, I imagine, with trying to, you know, match the numbers. That may be the most laborious process aspect of your job, right?
Yeah, a bit. I mean, as a staff, you know, we try to balance things out, make sure we have depth in every position, invest some scholarship money in every position. But invariably, we've also been fortunate to have some players that, you know, get a lot of academic aid through the institution. And so we can kind of put some packages together to, again, just make it as affordable as possible for the best players to come play for us.
And of the 30, how many are from St. Louis, roughly?
Well, roughly, this year will be just over half, so about 16, I believe.
Boy, I bet you may be the only team that went to the NCAA tournament last year who can say that over half your roster is in your backyard. That's insane.
It is, and the cool thing is the majority of our starting 11 last year, and potentially again this year, about two-thirds to three-quarters will be from St. Louis. So it's pretty fun for the community to come see that.
What do you attribute that to?
I think, you know, the youth game in St. Louis is outstanding. We have some fantastic local clubs and coaches that are developing great players for us to have opportunity to then can coach at this level. But also, I think our staff has done a really good job in the last 5 to 6 years about building a program that those young players want to come be a part of. So it's kind of a two-way street. We've had the talent, but then we've also established a special product for them to buy into.
Okay, you can speak to any U.S. national team topic extremely well. Katie Shields has been involved with the U.S. soccer youth national team in recent years. There are many believing that is the greatest team ever assembled, and that's saying a lot considering the Mia Hamm and Brandi Chastain teams. I can't hedge on this one. That team at their best, Mia Hamm's team, or this team right now, which one's better? Can't hedge.
You know, it's hard. I'd have to take this team. And part of that is when you see what Mia Hamm and Julie Foudy and that group saying is they're saying this team is the best. But I think the sophistication that the 19ers, which this group is called, is playing with the women's game around the world has developed a ton, and that they're still able to be dominant. And just the creativity of this group and the way that they play and the emphatic way that they win. So I got to put my money on this group as the best of all time.
So do you think players, like, let me give you an example. In basketball, I'm not so certain that LeBron is better than Bird. I am certain that these players are more athletic now in 2019 as opposed to the 1980s. What about soccer in terms of, let's break it down two ways. Are they more skilled and are they more athletic?
I think it's both.
Really?
Think they're absolutely more technical just because they've been trained from such a young age at a higher level and developed at a higher level. So you have that on the technical side. Where no disrespect to the 99ers, but they were maybe playing multiple sports and just not given the technical sophistication and challenge. And then athletically, I think it's very similar to the LeBron and Bird argument. But part of that is the sports science. We're now training our athletes more sophisticated, and just everything that's put around them to succeed is just different than it was in the 99 era. So I have to agree with that analysis.
What about the multi-sport aspect? Like, let's say young Henry, your son, wants to be a soccer player, but he likes other sports. Isn't it better to make them multi-sport athletes?
I believe. I'm a huge fan of it. In our program at SLU, we've got a ton of our players who've played high school basketball, maybe ran cross-country track, played softball, and those have been some of our best players in my time at SLU. So I'm a huge fan of playing many, many sports. But at some point, if you're going to be world-class, which, you know, our women's national team obviously is, there does have to be a specialization, but I don't think it needs to be before the college age.
Do you think that this World Cup is going to have legs in terms of getting more girls to play soccer in the future? Now, the obvious answer, oh, for sure. But I don't know if it had that huge of an impact in years past when they've won the World Cup. And let's face it, that NWSL has not been an extremely, like, mainstream or popular league. What do you think overall, Coach?
Sure. I don't know about more participation, possibly, but I still think, I mean, we have record numbers of girls playing going into the World Cup, millions, way more representation than any other country. So I don't know about participation. My hope and the dream of, as you mentioned, is that it fosters the following of the NWSL, you know, for those teams. Are those fans that have teams in market, that their attendance numbers see a big boost, sponsorship, which we've just seen Budweiser and ESPN come out and say, hey, we're going to back the league with sponsorship dollars. That, I think, is the hope and the dream that the World Cup brings. But as we've seen, you know, 99, it didn't sustain the WSA. So I think it's on us as fans to not forget and be true followers of the league. I think the participation is going to stick. That's just something that's been consistent since the early 90s.
We're joined by Katie Shields, the head coach at St. Louis University. Okay, explain this. The men in this crazy athletic country, the United States, are ranked 30th, and the women have now won 4 World Cups in the last is it 8 years or 11 years? Let's see. I'm not sure what
well,
it is.
We won 4 since 1991.
Okay.
So you're going over a longer span. Yeah.
All right. So explain why we are number one on the women's side, a dominant number one, and 30th on the men's side.
Yeah, I can't speak to the men, to be honest, as much. I think on the women's side, while there needs to be still greater investment from FIFA and the Federation in the women's program, we are far and away the most supported financially on the women's side. We also got a head start. Our best athletes they play typically do play women's soccer. And so I think on the women's side, there's tradition, there's history. There's also investment. Again, we always pushing for more. You know, on the men's side, we're catching up, I think, in a lot of ways. And so I also think you have a tradition of leadership through the women's side, through the players, and a distinct culture. And I'm not sure that that exists on the men's side to the same degree. It's such a multivariable challenge that I think on the women's side, we should be proud of it and pushing it forward. And in the men's side, it's continuing to find answers.
Coach, you're a very humble person. You always deflect praise. But I'm wondering, in your office right now, if a player were to come in to have a chat with you, would your Harvard degree be on display, prominently displayed, in your office right now?
It's in the office, but for the main reason that, you know, when we meet with recruits and we meet with families, the academic piece of SLU is one of the very first things we speak to, and the degree that they're going to earn. And so, you know, it just backs up what the importance our entire staff puts on the education. And I think the Harvard degree is something that parents appreciate when they also hear that message for their daughters.
You see, I would have that as a screensaver on my phone. I would show it to everyone I ran into during the course of a day. You know, I graduated from Harvard, but you kind of downplay it. So you're very nice, Coach. We appreciate it. And congratulations. That is awesome that you are a mother, and good luck to your squad this season. We'll see you on the television side shortly, I'm sure.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Frank. Thanks for having me.
All right. That is Katie Shields. Yeah, I'd have that on my screensaver. There's no doubt about it. I went to Harvard. Where'd you go? Umsel? Okay. All right. Do want to tell you about our good friends at Bomarito. If you're looking for a car, look no further than Bomarito. Go to bomarito.com for more information. 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. They sell more cars in the state of Missouri than anybody. If you're looking for a car, go to bomarito.com. And remember, the Bomarito 500 coming up very shortly at Worldwide Technology Raceway. We'll take a break. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. We'll be right back.